Rachel Flitman is a member of the Australian Jewish community, and with a few others, she created an app to give people tailored information about the best Jewish events that were happening in their city. It's called Tribe, Let My People Know. And Rachel tells RN's Mariam Shahab what happened.
Tribe was started about 2 or 3 years ago by a group of volunteers who were very passionate about the Jewish community, who saw that there were a lot of events happening across the community, but there wasn't really a centralised place to connect with them. And so we got together and we thought, how incredible would it be if there was one place where you could see all of the events at one time? And not only that, if they could be categorised and you could find those that just relate to your interests, your location, and your age as well.
And so how did it actually come about?
So there's a Jewish innovation conference called Launchpad, which is run by the Australian Jewish Funders Network, and they're all about driving and inspiring innovation within the Jewish community. And from Launchpad, there are a number of conversations that were kicked off around the idea of this centralised hub, which continued following the conference. And we brought together a few people who'd been thinking about this. And we were lucky enough to get a grant from Launchpad, and that contributed towards building the app.
So at that time, was there a gap in the market where there wasn't something that catered to the Jewish community in this way, in that you couldn't find events, or was Facebook, not catering to that at that time?
So at that time, I guess you could say that most people would find out about events either from their synagogue, if they were a synagogue goer, or from local friends. What we found was that the group of us who joined together, a lot of us were sort of those point people within community. You get referred to by friends, oh, so-and-so is new to the community, or someone's just arrived from overseas, can you tell them what's happening this weekend? And so I guess you could say that there was a bit of a gap in the market, and particularly if you were someone who perhaps didn't go to shul, didn't go to shul regularly, and we'll look in the Jewish community. Is part of the reason it's so vibrant is that it's so much more than a network of synagogues. You don't have to be religious to be Jewish. You can still connect into the community. There's a huge community that's based around culture and food and sport and Holocaust memory, and there are so many different sort of ingredients to that. So I guess we saw a way of pulling together all of those disparate threads and creating one platform through which people could connect with what's on.
And so what was the uptake like?
Initially, it was fantastic. I think we were quite overwhelmed. We had sort of each week there'd be a few hundred more sign-ups, and word was definitely spreading quite quickly that there was this new mobile app, there was this digital platform that people could access. It was something that was nationally run. I guess you could say a Jewish community often is, very strong at a state level, but from a national level, the role that the leaders play tends to be more advocacy-focused than events-focused. So it also catered to people who, were perhaps moving state and landing in a new community and not really knowing who to turn to. And we got up to, it was a couple of thousand users, which when you consider the context, which, we're a community of about 200,000 people, and obviously with this platform we were catering to the digital savvy, so that obviously cuts out a few extremes at either end. So a couple of thousand people were using Tribe, were engaging with it regularly, and we're really excited to have that central place to connect with events and connect with community.
So it sounds like it was a really big team. No,
not at all. No, there was four of us when we started with the initial idea. So we were all volunteers working or studying full time. There was definitely a lot of passion driving it. And over time, just because of availability, the team dwindled to three. So it was a very small team doing things in our garage after hours. But I guess that's how all good startups begin, isn't it?
Yeah. And so what's happened to Tribe now?
So over time, I get it's challenging to keep these things running. I think particularly with the advent of Facebook and Instagram and social media, it's where you've got a platform that is constantly evolving and constantly responding to the needs of its users. The expectation that people have of digital platforms is very high as a result. And when we launched Tribe, we did so with a very limited budget. And what we built was really our minimum viable product, the smallest, quick and dirty kind of version to get it in people's hands to see how they'd use it. And ideally, once you've done that, you then continue to iterate the platform based on the feedback that you get, based on your understanding of how people are using it. And our challenge was that we ran out of budget to do that. I think that, you know, one of the biggest takeaways for us has been that there is just so much money required to build an app. And so I think from a technological perspective, we were limited in how quickly we could evolve.
I'm imagining Facebook would have been a massive competitor.
Do you know what? When we started, it wasn't. Facebook, when we were mapping out the vision for what Tribe would be, it was very much a social network that was focused on posting photos and people posting on people's walls, if you can remember back to Facebook in the good old days. And tragically, a few weeks before we launched, Facebook's algorithm changed and it became all about events. And that was really challenging for us because I guess one of our key differentiators was that we were purely about events, and that was very much what Facebook became. And so one of the key questions became, you know, what is your differentiator from Facebook? And look, our answer to that was, with Facebook, you still needed to know which organisations to connect with in order to receive their event invitations. And with Tribe, all the platform needed to know was your age and where you were based and what you're interested in, and it would connect you with events. So you didn't need to necessarily understand the full complexity of the community landscape and all the different organisations who are running things. It would help you know what you didn't already know.
Rachel, how does the digital world influence or impact your faith or identity as a Jew?
I think for me, it provides a mechanism through which to connect with this sense of global Jewish peoplehood. I think particularly being a diaspora community, you know, we have Jewish communities spread across the world, it's a way of connecting in and finding out about initiatives that are happening in other communities and a way of bringing that home. And an example of that is there's an initiative that started in Israel, Zikaron Besalon. So this week is Yom HaShoah. It's the week that we commemorate the Holocaust, and we look back and we remember, and we speak with survivors and we tell stories and we really try and keep that memory alive. And this is an initiative that started in Israel, which was a bit of a counter movement to these, you know, big communal celebrations where you would go and passively listen to a very somber ceremony. And that these events bring a Holocaust survivor into a lounge room, and the idea is that you bring together young people who sit around and they have a dialogue with the Holocaust survivor. And this initiative, having started, I think, in a lounge room in Tel Aviv, is now something that takes place around the world with other young people who are really inspired hearing that this was something that was going on. And I think it did inspire this way for other people to connect into this day.
It fostered a physical connection.
It did, absolutely. And there's something very powerful. So I went last year, hosted one a couple of years ago. It's very powerful knowing that there are young people around the world doing the same thing as you are at this time. And I think, you know, that digital connection really, really enabled the sharing of that message.
So Rachel, are there any other apps out there that are similar to Tribe?
Look, in the US, there's an app called Grapevine, which does something very similar, and you've obviously got a much bigger community there, which makes it a lot easier to connect. Here we've got Jewish Australia. They're a website that also bring together not only events, but also a lot of other Jewish content, recipes and songs and whatnot. But there are a lot of other sort of digital initiatives out there. For those who are looking for dating Jewish, there's JSwipe. There's an Is It Kosher app if you're out in the supermarket and you want to just quickly check if, you know, if a particular brand of food is kosher. You've got Kosher GPS. Again, this is one that's in the US where you can find kosher restaurants if you're out and about. And there's even an Ask the Rabbi app. I think with apps these days, if someone can dream it up, it's, you know, it's been created pretty much.
And what does the future look like for Tribe in particular?
Oh, look, Tribe has gone wandering in the desert to ponder its next steps, you could say. And we've put a call out if there's someone out there who does want to help to revive the platform. We're out meditating by the dunes waiting for that to happen. So I suppose we're looking for more funding. We're looking for people who would want to get involved to help to reshape it. And I think particularly anyone with kind of a digital background, I think one of my biggest takeaways is you can have the greatest ideas and so much passion and so much energy, but if you don't have that digital capability, it's really hard for the platform to keep evolving. And looking at some of our competitors out there, you definitely need that.
Rachel Flitman, co-creator of Tribe, an app for the Australian Jewish community, speaking to Soul Search producer Mariam Shahab about hitting the pause button on the app in a changing and competitive digital arena.